Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Associated Press is reporting police in the United States say they're treating a shooting at a Donald Trump rally in Pennsylvania as an attempted assassination. Just a few minutes after Mr. Trump started addressing the rally in Butler, shots were fired.
Take a look at what happened.
After the first few shots, footage shows Mr. Trump reaching for his right ear before Secret Service agents rush to the podium and then more shots are heard. The agents surround the former president and start dragging him off the stage.
Hold, when you're ready, on you.
Ready?
Move!
With a momentary pause as Donald Trump asks them to wait as he waves his fist in the air.
Let me get my shoes. Hold on, you're ready.
So we got to get moving fast.
The video footage shows the former president with blood on his right ear and face. A man who attended the rally, going only by the name of Greg, told the BBC he saw the gunman.
We noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle.
The shooter was located outside the cordoned off rally area and was standing on an elevated structure. The Secret Service has confirmed it shot and killed the suspected shooter. Donald Trump is in a stable condition with a grazed ear from the gunfire. President Joe Biden says there is no place in America for this kind of violence.
But the bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
President Biden elected to offer a guarded response when asked to comment on how the shooting has been characterized.
Do you think this was an assassination attempt?
I don't know enough to. I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts. So I want to make sure we have all the facts before I make any more comments. Thank you.
Retired New York Police Department Inspector Paul Morrow has told Fox News he's seen some disturbing online commentary about Donald Trump.
Yeah, sure, you can secure the site. And Secret Service people are great. They'll throw themselves. Anybody who's ever seen, the Ronald Reagan film of Reagan getting shot know how quickly they react and how selfless they can be. But really, you know, I hope that these things are scrubbed intelligence-wise on social media and elsewhere, and I hope there's a real effort on that because this should not happen, man. And I hope that they're keeping an eye on it because, you know, frankly, I have said to people I know that I hope he's being careful because there's a lot of rhetoric around him and a lot of it is very, very unfortunate.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the shooting is an inexcusable attack under the democratic values that Australians and Americans share. Mr. Albanese says the essence of democracy is respectful political debate and violence has no place in that.
There's a lot of shouting going on. You know, a point is not made more significant by it being done in capital letters. Social media is clearly having an impact as well. And, there's still much that we don't know about the incident, can I say this? And there's nothing to be gained from speculating. We don't know motives, all of these issues.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.